Thank you for tuning into the Kingdom Over Castle podcast, a podcast designed to activate and mobilize believers in Northern Nevada. You will hear conversations that will help you make decisions in your own life in our area, providing you opportunities that exist for you, while also letting you know of opportunities where you can serve and get involved in what God is doing. God has chosen to primarily work through His people, not around them. And if all we believers in Northern Nevada gather together to serve and to make a difference, God is going to do great things. So listen to today's conversation.
We are your church. We pray, revive this earth.
Build your kingdom here. All right, I am here with Patrick Maynard from Sierra Lutheran High School. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Maynard.
It's all right. I know you're a parent, but it's okay. It's okay.
And what is your title there at Sierra Lutheran?
Well, really, I have a few. Number one, day-to-day for the students, I'm kind of their principal. I am their principal. For other people, I'm head of school, or you could call me executive director. So when you're a head of a not-for-profit, the common term for that would be an executive director of a not-for-profit. So any one of those three words. Or janitor, for that matter.
Principal.
Yeah.
But you wear several hats because you're also teaching.
I do, yeah. I love teaching because it gives me a chance. Like, I want to stay connected to students, and it's easy to fall away. And so I love being in the classroom a little bit.
Awesome. Yeah. So for those of you listening, if you're not aware, Sierra Lutheran is a high school, a private Christian high school in Carson City. And so the first broad question is, why Sierra Lutheran High School?
Here you go. I'll start off with this. I talk to parents all the time, and they ask me that question, and I ask them about their child's school experience, and I hear, oh, they'll do just fine, or oh, they'll be okay. And I honestly wonder all the time, like, don't we want our kids to excel? Don't we want our kids to be excited about what they're doing? And so for me, there's a lot of things I didn't like about my high school experience. And so at Sierra Lutheran, you see a lot of the opposites. Here you go. From the sense of, let's go back to the generals of schools. A lot of schools say, every school says, that they are, we build leaders. No school says, we build followers.
Okay.
you know, that's not a big sell pitch. You know, we build, or here you go, or we're college, and every school says that we're college ready, or we're college prepared.
Yep.
And because nobody says that we prepare your child for the worst.
Yeah.
The question is, are they really doing that? And I would challenge out there that I don't think they are.
Sure.
And they don't know it. It's not they're not purposely misstating. They're just not realizing the things they could do.
And Sierra Lutheran intentionally says we are a college prep school.
Yeah.
I mean, that is out there, not
right.
Yeah.
And I think in our future we have to be open to that possibility. It's like, we're more than a college prep. You know, I mean, so many programs are coming out now with students that can go through 1-year programs, 2-year programs. They don't need 4-year degrees. They're literally, our generation, like, it was like, hey, 4 years or like, oh, look at these jobs you might have. And now there's so many more fields that are out there that, and that's what Sierra Lutheran's actually working on now to expand out. How do we make opportunities for these kids that, hey, I don't need to go 4 years.
Yep.
And like, you know, so they're excited and we want them there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Things have changed.
Yeah.
You say our generation. I'm 43.
Yeah, I'm 46. So
okay. Like, you know, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, we are both transplants to the digital world, but they are born in it.
Yeah.
And so, like, even here you go, going back to like the leadership and the educational side of things, when we look at leadership, every school says the same thing. Like, hey, you can join some clubs or you can be a part of some teams. But there's more. Like, when kids have a good idea and it gives them a chance to lead, why do we say no?
Absolutely.
And I hear it all the time at public schools. Oh, they don't. My school doesn't do that. Oh, my school doesn't do this. And I'm like, why not?
Sure.
And so, like, from a club standpoint, here you go. This is going to be a story here. So a kid I taught a long time ago, 7 years ago, I was his principal 7 years ago. His name's Alec. And I love using him as an example. I talk to a lot of kids coming in when they say, why Sierra Lutheran? I talk about Alec. Alec was the quietest student I still have ever worked with. Okay. And he comes up to me and I'm all about like kids coming up with ideas. And he's like, oh, Mr. Maynard. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I want to start a club. And I'm like, okay, Alec. And in my head, I'm like, are you serious? Like, but I'm like, okay, what do you want to start? Sign language. And I'm like, what? He's like, sign language. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And I thought, well, Alec might be able to better communicate using sign language because he's a super quiet.
Yeah.
And you can't be quiet using sign language. So I said, okay, well, Alec, here you go. I'm not going to do it for you because I want to teach these kids how to be leaders. They've got to get in the deep end of the pool sometimes on their own. So talk to your friends. And then after you get some traction with your friends at the end of chapel one day, you know, when I say, hey, any other announcements, raise your hand and let me know. Like, sure enough, he does it. And I'm like, no way. He raises his hands, come up here. I'm like, is he actually going to get on the mic? And sure enough, and he says it. And he has 15 kids, 15 that instantly want to do this with him. And he meets weekly with them. So for the next 4 years, every week, and it, by the time he's a senior, there's 45 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you go back in time, back to his end of his freshman year, and he comes to me again. He's like, Mr. Maynard, I think I want to join cheerleading. And I'm like, okay. And as being the 15-year-old boy is, he's like, it'll be a good chance to meet girls. And I'm like, good job, Alec. Okay, good for you. But he's super acrobatic. So he spends the next 3 years being in cheer. And guess what he goes to college scholarship on? From a cheerleading scholarship.
Wow.
He has his college paid for. And kids being able to have a voice and expand who they are while they're here, that's real leadership development. When they get to design something and even fail at it, because failure teaches us a lot, but being in a situation where it's safe to fail. And let's grow from that moment.
Totally.
Our kids really get to grow in leadership, where other schools just say, nah, we're gonna structure it how we want you to be a leader.
Sure, sure.
So that's what I love.
Well, and that's huge, you know, being a pastor of a church. I mean, we encounter that all the time. You know, people have an idea.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a gal at our small group, and this was her first time in our group, but she was there. She came here a couple years ago. She said, I really want to do this. And we said, then do it.
Yeah,
and she shared the other day. She's like, that's not what I expected to hear. Yeah. And it's been great. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
But if kids can learn that now, I mean, my goodness, when they enter the world, they're going to be the ones going, no, I know how to fail. I mean, I like that you said that.
Yeah.
It's okay to try things and fail.
Right. In your church and in my school, everything that we want to have happen brings us back to a hopeful conversation about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
And so that's exciting. That's really exciting.
So let me hone in on the college prep. What percentage end up going to college when they graduate?
Yeah. So a lot of us, I would say around mid 90s, you know, I would say 96% for Sierra Lutheran High School. Some college prep schools force kids to, like, they have to get accepted. They have to.
And
so people have always asked me, like, why aren't you 100%? I'm like, because what's best for a few kids sometimes is to not go for their long-term success.
Totally.
And we're gonna prep them for that too. Like, we want to walk with them.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Okay, so good percentage there.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This might not be as great of a question. I didn't prep you for it. How many kids drop out because the academics are too rigorous?
Yeah. I would say traditionally you might have one student a year that just says, this isn't the
just
right
one year.
But here you go. The reason why kids don't drop out of our school, and it's different, once again, public school wise, the teachers there are so overloaded. Like, they can't invest in students.
Yep.
Our school is small enough, and we're going to keep, like, the school will never have a student to teacher ratio over, like, say, 16 to 1. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
And when it's that small, teachers can invest. So all of our teachers are there giving extra help. We actually have a set program for all of our students where they have a study hall, and there's somebody there specifically there to help them get things done. So we want to line them up for success. And
I
don't think, I'm not saying that against the public school. They're just too large to make that happen.
Yep.
And we're never going to be that size. We don't want to be that size.
Yeah. Well, and I am a big fan of, well, I guess school choice, you know, a private school is not best for everybody. In fact, I was always really a proponent of, I want my kids in the public school because they're going to learn how to be in the world and be missionaries and those things.
Yeah.
But for reasons for us, we chose to put our kids in private school, and I think it's been a great choice.
Yeah.
So it's not the best for everybody, but the opportunities are there.
Yeah. No, I would say, like, it's the right fit. Every student could be successful. I have a son that's autistic, and I don't know if he's going to be able to be at Sierra Lutheran just because of the supports that we can give a student. But when I say mainline students, most mainline students could be successful at Sierra Lutheran, and it would come down to their heart. Like, do they want to be here? Do they want to be part of an environment that wants to hear their voice and grow them and do that? Or do they want to just, like, I just want to blend in and not be a part?
Yeah.
And so that's, it has to be the right fit. And, like, I don't want to force kids to come to Sierra Lutheran. I want kids that want to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to speak into this. Parents, if you have kids in sports, or like you mentioned, clubs, there are opportunities there, which I think are really neat because the larger schools,
you got to be pretty good. You're pretty elite to be part of the team, and you might get cut. Whereas here, not only, I mean, the team's experienced some success, but kids of all levels get to play.
Yeah.
And the positivity on the team is different than we've experienced anywhere else.
Yeah, no, here you go. Since it's my first year here, let me use my old school as an example from a data standpoint. One out of every 16 of the graduates at my old school went on to play college sports, even though we were like 140 kids school.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, you have to go to a big school to get recruited. It's a false. It's a lie. What you need are people that understand the game of recruitment. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, like in my past, I was an assistant athletic director at a university. I get the game. I get what the coaches want to see on film. I know all those things. And so we can help kids if they've got the talent. They're going to get recruited, and they get to be a part of an environment where they're encouraged to grow, not just athletically, but academically.
Yep.
I was an athlete that went on, and I was also a musician. Mm. And so my coaches would be so upset that I had a music competition or something.
Yeah.
But I was good enough where they had to suck it up. But other schools would be like, no, you're not playing.
Yep,
sure. And that's where, why don't we want all of our kids to be as well-rounded as they can? Experience, have opportunity.
Absolutely.
So, and even athletically, like I'm not a fan of, and if look up the data, if you don't believe me, in my previous life, I was a CSCS.
What's that?
Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist.
Okay.
It's the top certification you can get for training athletes.
Got it. Okay.
And the data is there that says kids that are multi-sport athletes have less injuries, are healthier, are more well-rounded. Even like you look at the NFL and the NBA, most of their first-round draft picks, like 90-some percent of their first-round draft picks were all multi-sport athletes through high school.
Yeah.
And so when we're saying, hey, specialize. The data says do not.
Absolutely.
I
believe it. Well, and the fun. I mean, honestly, we experienced that growing up. Kids get so focused on one sport and they're missing out on a lot of things, even in life.
Yep.
Question.
Okay.
Parents are listening and they're going, okay, a Christian school.
Yeah.
That's where all the kids go. They get kicked out of public school. And so the environment at the private Christian school is actually going to be worse than the public school.
That's a funny question. I would say I laugh at it because it's just not true. I remember when I was first here at Sierra Lutheran, we had a much more, we needed to start the school. So we had a broader net. There we go. A broader net. And I'll tell you what, one thing out of that net, and a young man that I still keep track of, he was on the verge of making bad choices, and he was in a great environment with teachers that cared about him. And his long term of life now, he is now a successful business owner in the Carson Valley. I won't use his name because I don't have his permission, but like he's doing amazing things. And so even when you have to say, like in the early years, it was, I can tell you in all my years of Christian education, I have never seen a fight on my campus. We've never had a fight on any of my campuses I've ever been at.
Yeah.
And to look at the kids that walk down our hall, I had a young lady that just interviewed for the freshman class about 2 weeks ago.
And so she's in eighth grade now.
She's in eighth grade right now. And she's like, hey, and just scared wise asked me, so how many fights are here a week? And I could just see, I'm like, tell me more. And she's like, because where she's at right now, which is one of the middle schools here locally, public school wise, she's like, they're just all the time. And I said, you will not see one here. And she, just the relief in her eyes and the safety. Like we talk about wanting our kids to feel safe.
Yep.
We have a safe place that parents can go to.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Christian school.
Yeah.
So what are the requirements for kids to come faith-wise or parents-wise? What are the expectations because it's a Christian school?
Yeah. Here you go. But we are also a Christian mission school.
Okay.
And so a lot of our kids are believers, and we have plenty of kids that aren't. And so for me, like, man, I want to love every one of my kids with a love like Jesus would want them to have.
Yeah.
And so that's the fun for me. And the best thing that happens, that is happening on our campus right now, is kids coming up to me and be like, Mr. Mayor, I've got questions about Jesus. Like, these are kids that don't believe. And that's where the most exciting thing for me is them realizing, man, Mr. Mayor really cares about me. And something, the thing that motivates him most to care is this thing I've just never believed in.
Mm.
Tell me more. Like, and I'm like, that's when I get excited. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. When that's, again, as a parent, that was one of my worries with the private schools. I don't want my kids to enter just a church bubble.
Right.
Because that's not the world.
Yeah.
And Sierra Lutheran's not that.
No, I'll tell you what I would say it is you know, we have a lot of problems. I mean, we see depression on our campus. We see you know, kids thinking about suicide, all those things. And you know, the special thing about Sierra Lutheran is we get to tackle those and put Jesus Christ in the midst.
Oh my goodness.
Because that's where the answer really is.
Yes.
And so that's, you know, we're blessed to be able to do that. So that's the difference.
And as again, as a parent, we have kids that have friends that wrestle at times with those things.
Yep.
And there's support around them for our kids to be a help and to learn how to wrestle through those things themselves rather than just being a number. There are people around that really care, not just parents.
Right.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
What about the requirements for teachers? So, yes, you say there's a lot of student not. What about for teachers?
Derek, I got to tell you, like, I had a family, prospective family, like, well, so why aren't any of your teachers certified? I'm like, what? I'm like, we have a harder, here we go, we're state accredited by the state of Nevada.
Yeah.
We are regionally accredited by an association called WASC, and we are nationally accredited. Nobody goes through the ringer. There's not a school even close to us anywhere here locally that goes through the ringer of accreditations like we do. So I quietly laugh when people say, hey, so you guys aren't certified. You aren't. I'm like, so we have a couple teachers aren't currently Nevada certified yet as going through state certifications. Our religious teacher probably is never going to be because our faith teacher, because he's a youth pastor and we'd rather if we're going to talk about faith, let's talk about faith from someone that really enjoys talking about it. Not just a teacher, but pretty much everybody else has certifications. They all have certifications, if not in Nevada, in different states. And if they don't have it in Nevada, they're going to be quickly working on it here. I mean, that's the standard of the school.
Yeah.
But you know, you look at our national and regional and state accreditation stuff that we have to follow, and it's robust. And the reason it's like our educational standards, our kids achieve more than say the public schools. A good example is our ACT scores.
Okay.
So like the state average, I think Douglas and Carson average about 19 on the ACT.
Okay.
And we average about a 24 to a 24 and a half. And so that's just a definitive.
It's a gauge. It's a measure.
It's one measure. And a lot of people say, well, it's because you have better kids. You have kids with more money. By the way, we're very aggressive in financial aid.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
I'll finish that because I do want to ask that one.
But I'd say when you see people here on our campus, our families truly sacrifice. The mass majority of our families really sacrifice to have a child in Christian ed. I mean, Derek, I love you guys. I don't think you guys are rolling in it. So as a mission church, I just don't see you. There's a serious sacrifice there.
Yeah. Well, so back to the teachers though.
Yeah.
So they're great teachers and I can attest to that too.
Yeah.
That they are quality. They know what they're talking about.
They all have degrees.
Right. They're good.
Yeah.
Now, what are the faith requirements for the teachers? A lot of the students, they don't have to be believers and do teachers.
So here you go. The teachers wise, it's funny because we're a Lutheran high school, so everybody thinks everybody here is Lutheran. Like, no, like it's not. We are a Christian high school that is built around the beliefs of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church.
Okay.
And so your wife is one of our part-time teachers. She does the worship stuff here.
Yeah.
I love her. And so she's not Lutheran. Like last time I checked, she goes to Common Ground. And so we're blessed. We have some Lutheran teachers. We have some non-denom teachers. We have some Reformed Baptist. So we have a great gambit of, I would say, the conservative Christian church. But we also I would say every one of our teachers believes in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so we don't have any non-believers. No.
And that's what I'm kind of poking at, curious.
Yeah, we have to stay unified. And so that's where it hurts to have to turn down a really good teacher.
Sure.
But we have to be unified in mission. And that's where we kind of draw that line.
And that's good to hear. You know, we'll use the word woke. The woke agenda going through culture is targeting private schools. And if they're not clear and standing on those, they can be taken down often from within.
And we've developed belief statements and all these other things so when families have to sign off on those so that we're protected it's unfortunate. I don't like that. I don't like that. I dislike we love to go to lawyers in our culture today.
Oh, yes.
The litigation that we love to go through.
Yep. But you have to be protected to a certain extent. Absolutely.
Got to do it.
Okay, let's go back to that money, though. Here's the other question parents are asking. Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Yeah, I would say if you really truly desire a Christian education, man, come check it out and really make your case to me, and I will go and beg and plead and scratch to donors that really believe in having kids on our campus. And I've yet to see a student not be on one of my campuses because of finances.
Okay.
We have always found a way. Especially if I can show that donor, like, this, the parent makes this much and they're going to put in this much to,
yep.
You know, don't people have hearts and they want to support people that want to be at Sierra Lutheran.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and you mentioned it before, and I can attest to this too. It's worth the sacrifice.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, we only have our kids so long.
Yeah.
There is a cost involved,
yeah.
But we will go on camping trips rather than a cruise ship. So, I mean, it's worth those sacrifices.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, and for me, this whole experience of being in a Christian school is a Saul to Paul experience for me, because I was anti-Christian schools most of my life until not most of my life anymore, because I was 20 something when I went back to college. I was 20 when I finished up, or 25 when I finished college. But the only reason I took a Christian ed class was because there were some cute girls in there speaking in my youth. And then because I grew up in the public school system, I grew up inner city, and really I thought that private schools were just for rich kids and snobby kids.
Uh-huh.
And then I went and observed at a Christian school, and it was the exact opposite that school was. And I was like, wow, I could work in that. And all of a sudden God just started working on me.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay. So I'm hoping so many people will listen to this and other, you know, marketing that y'all do. And yeah. Next year you're going to have an influx.
Yeah.
And I think even with where society is, you might have an influx. Are you ready for that?
So we're a year away from being ready for that. Our freshman class is record freshman class already.
This year?
Yeah.
And how many is it?
No, I'm sorry. For incoming for next year.
Oh, next year.
Yeah. And that's, we will have a record freshman class, it looks like, and a record school enrollment in the history of the school.
Okay.
And so realistically, the size of the school right now by facilities is probably about 165, 170 kids maximum on the campus.
Okay.
And then hopefully if everything goes as planned in Douglas County, if anybody at Douglas County permits can work this through, we're submitting our building plans, and we have funding in place to help us build a new classroom wing that will have six more new classrooms and allow us to get up in the 200s area.
Okay. So there's always probably some room.
Yeah.
But next year...
Yeah, it's going to be tight. That freshman class may be totally full. Like, if technically, I think we're really looking at, we have to start a waiting list.
Wow. Okay.
And yes, at least got in on time, so we're good there. But yeah, I mean, it's tough when you say we may not have the room for it. You know, it's tough.
Sure.
We don't want to say that, so it's really tough for us to consider.
But there's a plan.
There's a plan
in place, and I've seen the plans and heard the pitch, and that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So really blessed, and there's more. I would say there's more donors coming online that want to believe in what we're doing, want to support us, if we do a good job in our community, again, like how I talked about leadership, and when families really realize how that we want to develop a child, I think that's going to be a neat thing. I think they're going to be excited about coming. The other side of it, like I was talking about, was education. Like, everybody says they're a college prep. You know, like, well, how do you college prepare people? In our day and age, it was easy. Torture kids as much as you can in a classroom, and then they go to college and they'll be tortured in a classroom in college.
Yeah.
But there's other challenges. Like, when we talk about our digital world, there's so many more challenges that are coming out. And I don't see many college prep schools getting kids ready for those challenges.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One simple one is, one of the main reasons kids are flunking out of classes in college, because they cannot manage their technology. They can't leave it alone.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a plan in place next year where we're very deliberate about helping kids learn how to do that.
Yep.
And it's not about keeping it out. Like, it's not about throwing it in their locker. It's about self-management.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, the question of technology in their classrooms, in their world. And a lot of schools will be like, oh, we're pen, paper, and books. Like, we're not moving away. And we're not either. But, man, these kids have iPads and Chromebooks and desktops and all these. And then there's the tool that we don't even know that's invented yet. And that's not, you know, we don't know it.
Yeah.
And either we can prepare those kids for that world, which most schools aren't. And really, at that point, we have to ask the question, are we really a college preparatory?
Yeah.
Or are we just preparing them for what our future was going to be?
Yep. Sure. Yeah. Well, and you even adjusted earlier, life prep, because college isn't for everybody, right. And it is different. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But managing technology for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's a new AI out there that can write for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we're dealing with that now. And
okay.
Oh, see, our kids aren't perfect angels. Like they are. Yeah. Some of our students have attempted to use that, and now there's an AI being written or developed to actually be anti that.
Yep.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about incoming freshmen. What about transfers?
Yeah, we've got a incoming. See here, we got three incoming transfer seniors next year. We got a couple juniors.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like for the next year's class.
So it's okay to transfer in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
We definitely have people who are saying, you know, we're tired of saying it's okay. We're tired of just being okay with our kids' future.
Sure.
Yeah. We're willing to sacrifice for something better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Anything we miss that you want future parents to hear about?
No, I'll tell you, the last thing I want every parent to know is whether you would want to consider Sierra Lutheran High School or not, know that it's a place that your kids are always welcome to. So if they ever want to talk to a crazy bald guy that runs a school, that they just need someone to let them know that they're valuable, I'm there. And you don't have to be a student at my school. I love encouraging kids for their greatest growth. And as parents, like I've got a parent right now I'm meeting with that's going through a really tough time, and she just needed someone to talk to.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, we're there to support our families. We're there to support people because that's what Christ would do.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And if you want more information, where do they go?
Website. So www.slhs.com. Or you can call the school.
775-267-1921. There you go.
There, thank you.
267-1921.
Yeah. And then, and honestly, you can email me as well at P. So P as in Patrick. Last name Maynard, MAYNARD, at SLHS.com.
Excellent. And all of that will be in the show notes. So if you're listening, feel free to just scroll down and click on one of those.
Sweet.
Great. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Over Castle podcast. If your church is not represented on the website, we want to know about it. Please go to our contact form at our website, which is kingdomovercastlenv.com. Fill out the contact form, and we want to know about your church. We want to include you on the website so that people can find out about you. If you know of a serve opportunity in our area where believers can get behind whatever it is, please go to our website. Let us know about that. If your church wants to be included, and we hope you do, in our ongoing tracking of salvations in our area, please, again, go to our website at kingdomovercastlenv.com, fill out the contact form, and we will create an ongoing communication with you, with your church, so that we can know what God is doing. Serve opportunities, celebrations of salvations and baptisms, and all of that can be included on the website as well as on the podcast. So thank you for listening, and we want to know what God is doing. Thank you very much. This earth.